holding on to Chet Samad Beis, right in the middle of the Kasha. And actually not a Kasha, but a Raya that we were trying to bring. You remember that we're going through the interrelationship of Rome and Yisroel as based on the interrelationship of Yaakov and Esav. And the Gemara said that there was originally a 26-year period in which the Romans and the Jews worked together. That was based on the Nisav and El-Kalanigdecha. The Gemara had asked, how do we know that there was such a period? What was the basis of that conclusion? And that was what we were in the middle of bringing a Raya to. Now, the way that we began the Raya was we went through the sugya that when Rabbi Yossi became ill, and he sent some of the Ma'amorim from his father, Rabbi Yossi, to Rabbi, in response to Rabbi's request. And one of the things that he said was that 180 years prior to the Churban, the Romans took over completely. Pashta Malchus Arishah al Yisrael. And then we went through, we got into a lot of other issues because of the 40 years before that they went to Chanut, and we went into the Gnosis and to Smith, and that took us on a tangent. So now, getting back to the Iker point of a year, which was the Raya we're looking for about those 26 years. So on the bottom line now of Amud Beis, Me'av Shmonim, says the Gemara. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi reported that it was 180 years prior to the Churban HaBayis that the Romans took over. Is that true, or the too low? Is that the case? Rotani Rav Yossi bar Rebbe, Malchus Poras Bifnei HaBayis, 34 shana. Now, during the period that the bayis was built, the first 34 years of that period, Koresh was still around, or Malchus Koresh was still around, and that was 34 years until the Greeks took over the Persians. And then we have an additional Malchus Yavan after them, Bifnei HaBayis, Me'av V'shmonim Shana. That took another 180 years. And then we have the Malchus Chashmonai, took 103 years, and the Malchus Beis Hurdus took another 103 years, and that gives us 206 years of the total Malchus in which the Jews were involved. And from that point on, we convert Tzeichshov Kama Shanim after Churban HaBayit, because at the end of Malchus Hurdus, of course, that was the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. And if you're going to want to know what it is that you write in a shtar nowadays, or the way that they used to count historical events, they always count it from X number of years from the Churban HaBayit. So from that point on, you'll be counting from the Churban. Now, here it's clear that the Jews were being Melech 206 years prior to the Churban, because we have 103 and 103. 103 of the Malchus Hashmonai and 103 of Hurdus. Now, and Alma Matayim Veshitavim. When you said that there is 180 years that you've got from the time that the Romans and the Jews got together and sent that message, so to speak, to the Greeks, that we're going to be taking over, because after all, you admit that the Sefer Torah is by us. Now, how does 180 equal the 206? The only explanation is that there were indeed 26 years before that was considered to be the time in which they had been working together. So you see from here, Ela Esrim Vashit Shanin Kamu Ba'amunu Tayu Ba'adi Yisrael V'lo Yishtar Dubahu Ba'am Tulahachi Loka Chashiv V'hu Kiposhta Malchus Arasha'al Yisrael. So apparently, even though the Romans were involved, but remember that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was counting the years from the time Kiposhta Malchut Arasha'al, the evil Malchut that spread over Yisrael. They weren't going to call them the evil Malchut for those 26 years when they were working together with Yisrael. So even though the Malchus Yisrael was at that point that had taken over from the Greeks was built on Roman help, and it was 206 years, but it's not Pashta Malchut HaRasha'a. So 180 to 206 gives us those 26 years that clearly they weren't called Malchut HaRasha'a. Omrith Papa, Itoi Haitana, Lo Yada Prati Kamahavi, Lishaili Lisafra, Now, says Rav Papa, the fact is that nowadays, we have the minhag of writing our shtarot to, and we'll see why later tomorrow, but to the time of Malkut Yavan. Now, the Tana that we've been talking about, who said that you want to write your shtarot or your historical data to the Shnot HaKurban. Now, he may be confused, and he's not going to be confused about what century he's in from the Shnot HaKurban, but he may be confused about a year in one direction or another. If he wants to find out, based on another historical account, what year he's in, so what he can do is, he can go ahead and ask a sofer. Now, a sofer who writes official, let's say, Gitin, or Shtarot in a Beit Din, and so on, we'll see later on that that's always written from Malkut Yavan. And if he wants to figure out from the date that's written in the Seder of the Shtoros, which is to Malkut Yavan, what he should do is add 20 years to whatever it is that the units are, the tens and the units are, not the hundreds, but the tens and the units are in the sofer thing. So let's say the sofer wrote 15, so he should add 20, and he should know that he's in year 35, whatever century it is. If it were, you know, 500 years, of course, that's 535. If it was the 7th century, 635. But that way, he'll be able to check the two dates with each other. And if he does that, he'll find l'chumrei. Chumrei means basically a schum. And there's the language of chumer, like we find darash kechomer, is the lashon of a kesher. It's something that's tied together, which is a sum, basically. So it's the way that they refer to it. And the reason is very simple, because remember that if the sofer, he is going to begin from the date of the 380 years before the Churban, right? Because we're talking at the time of Yavan, and Yavan took it 34 years after the bayis was already built, and he took it over from Malchus Koresh, or his Malchus Paras Bifnei HaBayis. And we have, as we'll see later on, 6 years to add to that, because the time that the Greeks took over, they had not yet become a world power, and they were Molech only in Elam. So you've got to add to the 34 that's listed here, 34 years after Koresh, after Paras, you've got to add 6 years, because we don't count from the origins of Greek Malchus, we count to the empire of Greece. And that gives us really, that means that we're going to be starting from 420 years, which is the full time of the second Beis Hamikdash, 40 of those years, Greece was not yet a world empire, which leaves us 380 years. Now those 380 years, essentially, is what the sofer, who is counting to Malchus Yavan, is starting on. And therefore, if that's the case, when we're counting after the Churban, so now when our Tana, who says, from that point on, count after the Churban, fine, okay. So when he counts his first 20 years after the Churban, the sofer is now up to his 5th century, because added to the 380 is another 20 years post-Churban, so he's now in year 400. When it's year 401, he's got one unit, and we can take that unit and add it to wherever we're at in the century, you see. So if we add 20 years, then we know at 20 to where he's at in units. If it's year, to him, year 401, we know that we're 20 years behind him. So we can add 20, or subtract 80 years, but we'll see why we want to add 20. But if we add that 20 years, we're up to the point where he has begun. Now take his pratim, and we're now even. Is this clear? Because we're going to be building on this, and I want to make sure that we don't get confused. So he is starting at the year 380 before the Churban, and we are starting at the Churban. So when we have counted 20 years, he is now at an even number, okay? The next unit that he adds will be to us that unit plus 20 years. So as soon as we add 20 plus whatever unit he's at, we know now the units for our century, even though we're counting to a totally different count. Okay, so therefore, this is a simple way of evening things out with the minion of the shtarot that the sofrim are using. And the simon to do this is Zeli Esrim Shana Bevetecha. It's been 20 years that Yaakov Avinu says, I've been in your house, says to Laban. And of course, the opposite is also true. If the sofer is confused, he wants to make sure that he's got the right year. Obviously, he knows the century. People don't forget, except maybe people like me, but most people don't forget what century they're in. So Nishale Litana, he should ask the Tana, who is counting, I'll be the Seder HaGemara, from the Shnot HaKurban. And what he does is, Kama Pashit, V'nifta min ha'esrim shnin, let him simply subtract 20 years. U'mashkach le'lechum, that way he will find his chum that he's looking for. And the sinner, to remember who adds and who subtracts, is to remember that a safra is always betzira. A safra, you'll notice that the sofer will always write the language very carefully, and if the word was written in its originally chaser, he won't be mamala yet. And so you take a look at shtarot, the sofer, it's always chaser where it's supposed to be chaser. It's confusing for some people who will read a ketubah or a get or so on. Because he's both here. He keeps to the exact dikduk the way he's copying. Whereas the Tana actually is the Tana wrote the Tosefta, so he's always adding stuff, right? So the Tana is the Tosefta. Yeah, he keeps adding. So therefore, remember that the Tana's got to add, and the Sofer's got to subtract. And that's an easy way for you not to get confused. Tana Devei Eliyahu, Sheshet Alafim Shana Havei Ha'olam. There's 6,000 years that the world is meant to have history. Shnei Alafim Tohu, the first 2,000 are called Tohu. Shnei Alafim Torah, the second 2,000 are the years of Torah. And Shnei Alafim Yemot HaMashiach. 2,000 years after that, the last 2,000 years of Yemot HaMashiach, and Ba'avonotenu Sherabu, because of our many sins, Yotzu Mehem Mash Yatzu, we've already lost quite a few of those 2,000 years. Now, when you say Shnei Alafim Torah Me'emas, when are you counting from when you say Torah? If you're counting from Matan Torah, and that's what you're calling Torah, you name it Matan Torah, Ad Hashta Leka Kulei Hai. You don't get, now there's two ways of learning this. Rashi learns Ad Hashta Leka Kulei Hai doesn't mean to date. It means that till the year of the time that you're supposed to arrive at, then you won't, and it's the 4,000 years of Torah, you're not going to find 2,000 years because you're going to be missing a number of years from the time of the end of year 2000, which was really when Avram Avinu was 52 years old, way before Matan Torah. I mean, 448 years before Matan Torah. So you're going to be missing that, and you're not going to get 2,000 until the time of Yemot HaMashiach. That won't work. But there are some who learn that it means literally Ad Hashta. Because the truth is that even until the time of the Chachimata Gemara, Rav Ashi died really in 37, 35, which was, there was only 1,735 years out of the Alpayim Torah. So, I mean, it couldn't possibly mean that we're going to have, you know, we had now Yotzu Mehem Mashi Yotzu, if the Gemara is talking less than 2,000 years after that. So it doesn't make sense. So how could that be? So therefore, says the Gemara, what it's got to mean is like this, that you've got add up your 2,000 years and get to Kabbalah Satorah. You know what you're going to do when you add up the 2,000 plus, uprati, you should say, plus the various pratim that you're going to have to add to that 2,000, the high alpha of this 1,000, meaning of the next 1,000 that you'd have to be standing in. That's the point where you're going to get to Kabbalah Satorah. Because it really will take you 2,448 years to get to Kabbalah Satorah simply by adding up the years that are given for each person's life in the Chumash. Forgetting about everything else. So, because by the time you get up to Yitzchak, as when you're talking about Avram, in 1948. And Avram gives birth to Yitzchak in 2048. From Yitzchak to Kabbalah Satorah is another 400 years, right? Because you've got to add the 60 years of till Yaakov Avinu is born. You've got the 210 years of the Yiridas Mitzrayim as well. So Yaakov, of course, is 100. You have to add Yaakov when he comes to Mitzrayim, says, I'm 130 years. So if you put those together, the 60, 130, and the 210, you come out with 400 to the year of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the year of Kabbalah Satorah. So there's no possible way that you could have gotten to Kabbalah Satorah in 2,000 years. You're way off. So therefore, it's got to mean, Ella, mi ve'et ha-nefesh asher asu b'charan. Got to be talking about that the nefesh asher asu b'charan, which, as the Targum says, means the people that Avram Avinu had brought to the Derech Hashem, which was Torah, that piersum of the Derech Hashem is considered to be the beginning of Alpayim Torah. That's Alpayim Torah, not Matan Torah, but it's the years of Torah, the development of understanding and structure to the world instead of tohu and chaos. And that, we know, that Avram Avinu at that time, we know from a Gemara, Gemiri, and of course it makes sense because Avram Avinu was 48 years old, if you work it out, at the time of the Migdal Bavel. So that was Nimrod's, I mean, that was basically Nimrod's serious challenge. It makes sense that by the time he got out and had gotten his movement together and so on, he was already a couple of years older. And our Kabbalah is that he was 52 years old. So if he was born in 1948, at 52 years old, he's now 2000, and that is the beginning of Torah. So that part works out. Now, and the truth is, if you add it up in the other direction, you'll see very clearly that it works out. Because Kana Batsan Minatani Tana, how many years were missing in the other way that you wanted to, in other words, from the time that the Tana had said it to the actual Kabbalah Satorah, how many years are you missing? You're missing Arba Me'ot V'Arba'im V'Tmanya Shnin Hav. You were missing, if you had the original Cheshbon, when we pointed out to you, couldn't mean Kabbalah Satorah literally. What was wrong with that Cheshbon? Because what was wrong with that Cheshbon is you got up to 2448. That's what was wrong with that Cheshbon. If you add, now, not based on that previous thing by going through the life, but rather add from the time of Anefesh Asher Asu B'Charan, going from Anefesh Asher Asu B'Charan until Matan Torah directly, you will figure out that it comes to exactly the same thing. Because you can start really from going backwards, actually. Right? Because we know what we were missing, we're starting from the Churban, was what we were talking about, right? Getting up to today, what we're looking at. So if you take a look at how to figure that, it's really very simple because the Gemara dates it, the Tanakh dates it from Yetzias Mitzrayim because the building of the Beis HaMikdash of Shlomo is dated to 480 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim, correct? And you'll see that you get up to the year 4000 which comes out to 172 years after the Korban because you have the 448 after the first 2000 that brought us up to the Kabbalah Satorah. Then you have the 480, which was the years of let's say Bnei Yisrael, Vayiv and Shlomo as Beis Hashem, and so on. So that brings us to
428.
480 from Yetziat Mitzrayim. It's the same year. So that brings us already to 928 above the 2000. Right. So now we've got 928 above the 2000. 410 years of the Bayit Rishon brings us to 338. Of the third thousand, then you've got the 70 years of Bavel, okay, and that gives us now, that's 408, and then you've got the 420 years of the second Beis HaMikdash. So that means you're missing the 172 from the 4,000 years, okay? And that's exactly the history as it's worked out in the Seder Olam as well. So in which case, now we understand when we count, but why we're saying we count from the Korban now at 4,000, we're chaser, whatever it is that we're chaser. By the way, Tosis points out here, as he does in a number of places, something very fascinating. According to this, the Gemara is saying that Avram Avinu left when he came now, Anefesh HaSu B'Charan, is that he left when he was 52 years old. And the problem is, it says the Farish that Avram ben Chamish V'Shivim Shana B'Tzeitul Micharan. So well, how can we be ignoring the Pasuk, right? And this is the famous Tosis that Avram Avinu made a pilot trip to Eretz Yisrael. And then went back to Haran. And his proof is that at the Bris Ben Absarim he was 70. And he was in Eretz Yisrael at that time. So he obviously had already left Haran. So how does it say that he left Haran at 75? Must be that he had gone back to Haran, done whatever was needed to wrap up his aliyah over there, get his lift together, exactly, and then came back when he was 75. So there were two separate, there were indeed two separate things.
Well, when the Gemara says, and if you're a Subachar, it doesn't necessarily mean that, and if I took it off at 75, but it could just be taking that idea.
Yeah. But Lamaisa, it's the, It's the Mashmos is that it's the same. And anyway, we have a riot, you know, from the age at the time of the Brisbane Absurd, which is where how Tessus usually approaches it. And as he says, the Brisbane Absurd, Yerushimi. Whenever the Gemara talks about the number of years of Mitzrayim from the time of the Brisbane Absurd, he always brings this up because something doesn't seem to make sense over here. Fine. So continues the Gemara. Now, Omer of Papa, the same thing would be true. Did I get to that? Yeah, came out to be an epic shabbat. Not then talking about me of Abayim v'tmanya. Shlinavi, you get to, okay. Omer of Papa, itoi tana v'lo yoda prate kame havri. Now, we also have over here a new count, because we're counting from avonotenu sharabu yatsume and masha yatsu. So if you are interested, a tana who would be interested in knowing, and who likes to suffer, and likes to figure out how many years we're missing from Yemos HaMashiach, and that's how he's keeping track of the years from the last 2,000 years. He wants to know what point he's up to in the years that are missing from Yemos HaMashiach. What does he do? Lishayle l'safra, comma, he should ask the sofer, comma, k'tiv, how much is written in the sofer's document who is counting from the time of Malchus Yava. And all he has to do then is nitaifi alayu arba'im v'tvani. He has to add 48 to that. And if he does that, mashkechle l'chumrei, he's going to end up with the correct chum, because the Tana begins his cheshbon 172 years after the Churban Habayit. At 172 is what was missing to bring us up to the 4,000, which is the Shnei Alafim Torah, and that's the beginning of those years. And that means that the sofer, who is counting from 380 years before the Churban Habayit, is going to now be off. The sofer is basically 572 years off from what our Tana is counting, correct? So when he gets up to now 48, because he's, if you add his 172 to the 380, when you add to the 48, you now have gotten up to the year 600, because he's at 52, he was at 552, add 48 years, he's now up to 600. When he now says, okay, it's year 601, if you add 48 to that, you're going to get your year 49, in whatever particular century you happen to be up to, right? So that means you can, as long as you know the century, you can simply add 48 to his prot, whatever it is, and that way you know what year you're at. And the simon to do that is Arba'im v'shmonet year. The Levim had 48 cities, so the number 48 will stick with you if you think about the Arei HaLevim. And the truth is, there's a good reason for that remez, because the Arei HaLevim are keneged, essentially golos, you see. They're all kaleg. Also, yeah, they're all basically kaleg. Itoi safra from the minyan, right, 380 years before the Churban, which is the time that the Greek Empire takes over, right? We'll see that there's another count that includes the 6 years of the time that they actually took over, 34, but that just gets us more confused. But so far we've got three possible counts. So we've got the count from the time of the Greek when they became an empire, which would be 40 years into the bias, 6 years after taking over from Paras at 34 years into the bias. And then we've got our painful count of the number of years that we're missing from the Yemos HaMashiach. And then we have our count, which is Lishnot HaKhurban, that we first spoke about. Well, so far we haven't gotten that. We're getting to that now. We're about to get into that now. I mean, it boils down to a count from creation. If you're talking about the 4,000 years, you just have to add 4,000 to it, and you don't know how many years you're missing. Now, the next thing that you have to also know is, I didn't conclude it. Yitoi Safra, if the sofer who wants to know if he's got the right year, Nishayli Latana, he can ask the Tana where we're holding in the count of Yemos HaMashiach, which boils down to the count of creation, and Nifter Minayu Arba'im Lishmoni, he would simply deduct 48, Umashkech Leil Chumei, and then he'll get his amount. And again, the Semen is Safra Batsira and Tana Tosfa.
And he'll have the Minyan of Ishtar.
And he'll have the Minyan of Ishtar,
so,
correct.
Well, how do you understand this? I mean, does that mean that what happens to 6,000 years? We run out of the years of Mashiach.
What do you mean?
Mashiach comes next year.
Right.
He rules for 300 years.
Right.
Comes here for 6,000 years. And then what happens?
Then it's all over. The jig is up. What can you do?
Yeah, we get a new Big Bang, literally.
That's a couple. Omer of Huna Bereid of Yoshua. I got another good way for you to remember something. Once we're talking about memory of date. Ein Mann de lo yada kama shnei b'shavua hu omid. If you can't remember what year of Shemitah you're in, so the thing to do is, nitve chat shata, what you have to do is add 1 year to the count from the Churban. And the reason that we add 1 year to the count of the Churban, at least according to Rashi, is remember that the Gemara says in Erevin that the Churban, both the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, took place on a Masai Shemitah. It was a Masai Shabbos and a Masai Shemitah. And the whole, you know, Tisha B'Av, the Gagalin, the Chovali, the Leyom Chova, and so on. And the Gemara goes through that judgment. Now, if we take that year as a Motsoi Shemitah, that means it was the first year of the cycle. The problem is that year, since it was Tisha B'Av, the 420 years, according to Rashi, include that year. So you can't, whenever we're counting from the Churban, it's actually from the year after the year of the Churban, because that year is included in 120, because most of the year, when you're already at Tisha B'Av, you're almost at the end of the year. Most of that year, the Beis HaMikdash was around. So in order to get back to that year, add 1 year, which brings you back up. Okay, you now know how many years we're continuing to count from then. So even Lamais, if it's a Drabonan or it's Minhaga, but that's the way we're knowing. Where we continue to count from the same Shemitah that we did during the time that the Beis HaMikdash was kind. So if that year now was the year of the Churban itself, was the year of Shemitah, and we're counting from the next year, add 1 year, which brings us back up to the year of Mitzvah Shemitah, and now let's start canceling out the number of Shemitahs that we've had. So to make things easier, let's get rid of the Yovlos first, because that certainly is a lot easier. So Nashav Klali B'Yovli, first get rid of all the 50, so that we, you know, get rid of your centuries, basically. And then the Prati B'Shavui, whatever's left, divide by 7, since you know how many weeks, so to speak, of years you have. Don't forget, however, to be Nishko Mimea Trey. Don't forget to take out of every one of those 100 years, 2 years to add to the Pratim. Now, this is going according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds that the 50th year, Shnat Chamishim Ola Lekan Olekan, which means that the 50th year, the Yovel year, is also the first year of the Shemitah year, which means that in each century you're going to be behind 2 years, because if you can't just throw out 100 years, you're going to throw 98 years, really. So for each century, add 2 years to the number of Pratim. You know, and if you go over another century, so obviously you do the same thing. And then, you know the number of Pratim that you have in total, divide by 7, and your remainder is the year that you're in, basically, in Shemitah.
Why do you take the remainder?
It's just more convenient, you know. No. If you don't have a calculator, it's more convenient. If you have a calculator, just divide by 7. The whole thing is purposeless. We're trying to make things easy for people who can't do calculations easily. He's thinking, gee, I don't know, my computer, I could write that, write a book, yeah, okay. A lot easier.
What's the confusing way look
like? However many years you have, you take out the yoga load, so you basically divide by 50
first and ignore
and then subtract that number.
Right.
And then divide by 7.
Right.
And then add that number that you subtracted back in.
No. Add two to each one before dividing by 7. Add 2 for each 100 years.
Yeah, that's exactly what you get subtracted the Yovlos, which is 2 for every 100 years.
1,540. I don't understand. But the bottom line is, you're talking in terms of units, and we're talking in terms of the actual year number. Because you're used to dealing with Arabic calculations. So to you, it's the same thing. I'm trying to explain to you that the people who did not have Arabic math and notation, this is much easier. You're taking for granted. I mean, when you're writing Tufsof Kuf Ayin Dalet divided by Kuf Lamed Mem, and you know, I mean, forget it. And if you're a Roman and you're writing MMCMXL thing, I mean, you're just nuts. You know, get rid of all of that, and then you'll have yourself a school that at least you can concentrate on this. So, of course, in our terms, this is a crazy way to do things. Fine. And then Yeda Kamashnei Bishavua. The Simanecha, to remember that deduction, is to remember Zeshnatayim Hara'av, the Kerev Ha'aretz. Okay. Now, the problem over here is that there's a Tosis, which is Be'ikar the Shitas of the Rajban, who disagrees with Rashi entirely on this issue, and he holds that the 420 years, the 420 complete years, and the 421st year is the year that the Churban was, which throws everything off by a year. He has a completely different girsa over here. They argue about the Gemara and Erechin as well, which is very complicated, and which boils down to a difference in 1 year as to when Shemitah should be between Rashi and the Rashbam.
Is that what our Shemitah
is the Rabbanim? No, our Shemitah is the Rabbanim because we don't keep Shemitah unless we're also being Mayna Yavlai. So there's a lot of different issues there with him. You don't have Klal Yisrael al Admatam and so on. So according to Rashi, it means the Churban was in 38-28. And according to the Rashbam, the Churban was in 38-29, which makes a tremendous difference in how we're going to do our Cheshbona. But the weird thing is, if you follow the Gemara, and you do this little trick, starting from 38-28, according to Rashi, then your Shnat HaShemitah, the last Shnat HaShemitah, should have been Topshin Nun Tet. And if you start from 38-29, according to Tosfos, your last Shnat Shemitah should have been Topshin Sama. Unfortunately, it was Topshin Sama Chalev. So something is totally screwy. Not to mention the fact that there's a third shita. The third shita, and that's the shita that we follow, the third shita is the shita of the Rambam. Now, the Rambam agrees with Rashi about 38-28 being the Churban, but he disagrees with Rashi about it being a Mitzvah Shemitah. Because he says when the Gemara was referring to Mitzvah Shemitah, it was talking about the year of the mourning of the Churban, which indeed is 38-29. So he bought mourning over the Churban, M-O-U. So he agrees essentially that Tavshin Samach should have been the latest Shemitah. And everybody says, of course, we paskin like the Rambam, because the Rambam is doing Shemitah on the Gainim. And this is the absolute psak. In other words, we don't include it even to make a fake of it. Maybe the halacha is like those who learn like Rashi's pshat, that at least it should be a suffix, whether it should be shemitah on the hetter basira or whatever. Even that people don't do. So what really happened? What really happened is another complication. The other complication is that Hayom Harat Olam, you recall, means, and we start our account from Tishrei, but that's the day of the creation of Adam HaRishon. Now, obviously, the world existed before Adam HaRishon, right? Because, I mean, that's the sixth day of creation. So there was a year before that, right? Now, the year before that, which is called the Shnat HaTohu, not to be confused with this Tohu, the Alpine Tohu. That's the way it's referred to in all the Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh calculations. So that the Shnat HaTohu, the Gemara did not reckon as a year. So in other words, according to the Gemara, this year is Tavshin Samach Beis, not Tavshin Samach Gimel. So that when we add, when it's telling you to add to get to the year of Shemitah, as Tavshin Samach, in our terms, that we follow the Baal Amor, and we do add that year, so we call it Tavshin Samach Aleph, that year of Shemitah, the last year of Shemitah. But by the Gemara's calculations, it would only have been Tavshin Samach, because they call the first year post-Adam, year one.
So that'll be why we have the 28 year cycle.
Correct. For all of the astronomical phenomena always have to begin from the Shnat HaTov, because the sun was created in the year before year one. You see, so you always have to begin from the Shnat HaTov. Whereas we measure the position of the sun based on the original Yom Revi'i, which was in the year zero. Exactly. So in the Mela, you have to count the 28 years from then. And that's true about everything in the Tkufas. And with anything that has to do with astronomy is going to be measured from the Shnat HaTov, of course. It has to be.
Mm-hmm. They always had a concept of zero.
That's right. All right. So that explains that problem. Right, there's three shitas, therefore. Correct. There are three shitas in our term. tonight. Omer Rebbe Chanina. Rebbe Chanina says, Ach arba me'ot l'churban ha'bayit. When 400 years have passed from the time of the Churban, and of course Rebbe Chanina had not yet passed that time, im yomar lecha adam, kach sadeh shaveh elef didarim, b'dinar echad lo tikach. If somebody offers to sell you a field worth $1,000 for a dollar, actually $1,000,000 if you know, for a buck, don't buy it. Because, now Rashi says, because, I mean, you know, Mashiach's coming, and what are you going to, you're going to invest in this field, you're going to go now, you're going to be a fly off there to throw, and you're not going to be able to sell this field. What good is it to invest in the field? Now, the Ritva does not, the Ritva doesn't like that, John. I mean, for obvious reason, in a sense. First of all, why can't you do business after Mashiach comes and present that, you know, and I mean, but because Mashiach is Roy, that comes and maybe you stop doing your normal living, that doesn't make any sense.
That would be every day.
So, exactly.
Right.
So therefore, he says that the pshat, he says that the pshat is, and it's very interesting, there's historical sidelights on this, from the Ge'enim, he says that the pshat is that if by that date, they had a Kabbalah, and Tosfos brings actually, when we had back in the Chelek, that Elio said to Rabbi Yehuda, that there have to be now 85 Yovalot, and then Mashiach will come. So he asks him, what did he mean, at the beginning of the Yovel or at the end of the Yovel? So this works out to the middle of the Yovel, right? So Tosfos connects the two. In other words, if they had a Kabbalah, that was a Zman that was miyuchad for Geula, and that the only thing that would delay a Geula at that point were a tremendous level of Avinus and not being Roy. And if that's the Matzav, then you should know that you can expect such tzoras against Jews, says the Ritva, that they're going to take the field from you anyway, so don't invest anything. And in fact, the Gehenim say that during that period there was a tremendous, tremendous outbreak of violence and shmad against the Jews, and that really was what the Gemara was referring to, which is the opposite of the way Rashi is learning it.
Things change.
Yeah. Right. Now the Mishnah puts it a little bit differently. Puts it a little bit differently, and the way it put it is like this: Acher arba'at alafim u'matayim. Ushloshim ve'achat shana libriat olam, that at 4,231 years post briat olam, and of course this is in our terms 4,232. By the way, you'll notice that when we write, this explains why when we write it at ketubah, we write l'shana she'anu monim kan. I don't understand. What do you mean monim kan? We're counting the briat olam, and you're saying to the count that we count the briat olam. I mean, how do people have different counts of Briat Olam? But we do! And some taina that's why, this is very interesting, that's why the Gemara says over here, here it doesn't, but in many cases when it refers to Briat, it talks about Briat Ha'olam. Briat Olam. And we say Briat Olam, like here. So the Briat Olam, we want to avoid Briat Ha'olam, because we're talking about a Shnat HaTov. So it's not the world with which we're familiar, because it's a prehistoric world. Right, so, okay. But anyway, that's a Spanish rate. But in any event, the count over here is slightly different, because 4,231 to Briat Olam, and he says the same thing, huh? Libriat Olam. Im yomar lecha adam, kach lecha sadeh shaveh elef dinarim b'dinar echad, al tikach. Now, the difference, there is a difference between them. My binayu, the difference between them would be, kibinayu tlat shnit, matnita tafya tlat shani. The Braita comes out over here that you've got three more years of Galut beyond the Rebbe Chanina count. Because, after all, we said before that the 4,000th year was 172 years after the Churban. So, if that's the case, you've got to add the 231 that it's giving you over here, which is a total of 403 years after the Churban. And the Braita, Rabbi Chanina had said only 400 years after the Churban. So the difference between this Brisa's Lashon and Rabbi Chanina's Lashon is 3 years, correct? One counted 400 years from the Churban, and one counted 231 years into the fourth, into the fifth millennia. And the difference between that is 3 years, because you have 172 years prior to the Churban. Now, there was, prior to the 4,000, I mean, there was now a hushtara, Navi Krasibay. There was a particular shtar that was brought into Bezdin and that had in it Shichnin Yeterata. It had 6 years. It was dated to a date that was 6 years in the future. So they figured, okay, I mean, apparently what this guy has done is he's given a holiday to lean. So he's written a shtar that was meuchar, which is kosher. You can write a shtar. In other words, the date on your shtar determines when you're going to be able to collect lean. If the guy sells a field prior to the date on your shtar, you have no lien on it. So the Bezdin figured, okay, if it's a six-year post-dated shtar, so apparently it was post-dated to avoid making lien. So Savar Rabban and Kameh, the Rab Lameimar, Hai Shtar Meuchar, Na'atvei Adamat Yezimne, let us prevent any collection for it, that's number one, and which means, if that's true, which means that if the shtar is muhar, even though it was presented earlier, so obviously it existed before, he's also giving up on his rights to collect payment. So we don't say stam havash ishloshim yom. It's not just he's giving up on a lien. So this is item number one. Let's be ma'akev the shtar, which is a big kiddush, not to collect it. And furthermore, below tarif, we can't use it to be tarif anything that was going to be sold during these upcoming 6 years before the date rolls around. Even afterwards, because the lien wasn't called before. Reb Nachman, so Reb Nachman said, no, gentlemen, you're making a mistake. The shtar is no reason to assume that it's a shtar muhar. The sofer is counting in a very meduyak way. He's counting to Greek takeover. Greek takeover took place 6 years before, as it said in the Braita, 34 years into the bayit already began Malchut Yavan. So Hai Safa Dukna Kafe, he was very big with the Dait. The 6 years that he's added to the date, it's not 6 years of the future. It was 6 years that he counted before. Because Hach Shikshnin, the Malchu B'ilam, the 6 years of the Greek pre-empire, in which they were Malachim in Elam, the Anan Lo Chashvin in Lohu, we don't include that because we only include the breakout of empire. So Hu Kokoshivle, he counts his shtar from Malchus Yavan literally. And therefore, he was writing a shtar bizmane. So it was bizmano, and it's perfectly kosher. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Sheish Shanim Malchu Be'ilam, Ve'achar Kach Pashta Malchutam B'chol Olam Kulo. Originally, the Greeks were concentrated in the takeover of Poras, and it was only in the Elam area. And in the end, they took over the entire empire. And that took 6 years, but he's counting those 6 years, which is why we thought he was referring to 6 years of the future, but actually it started counting earlier.